Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
First of all, the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is the climate action targeted rate that Mayor Phil Goff has proposed. So can you tell our listeners a bit about what is being proposed here and how much people will be contributing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're proposing a $1 billion climate action package in this budget that was just released a couple of days ago, which will be funded by a targeted rate, which will raise about $574 million over 10 years. And that will be matched by basically government funding and other funding, and to create that $1 billion fund. And that's pretty exciting. I mean, council voted for a climate emergency back in 2019, and the public over and over again are saying, guys, what are you actually going to do about that? It's not enough to just vote this through and then do nothing. And so I think it's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes to get to this point. And now we're at a place where, look, we have to step in and we have to address the climate issues in terms of mitigating the problems and also adapting for the new future. So I'll just briefly talk about a couple of things that it will cover, because there's a lot of cool stuff in here. But it will basically be spent a lot in terms of bus services for places that don't have them, and also for things like street trees and trees in parks and things like that. So we're talking 170,000 more Aucklanders living within 500 metres of a rapid bus route. So currently the coverage across Auckland in terms of buses is quite patchy. So if you live in the central city, you're generally pretty okay. But suburban areas, particularly west and south Auckland, are really struggling there. And so that will produce a lot of the benefit. But actually, there'll be bus services across all of Auckland that will be added. So we're all going to share in the pie, which is pretty cool. $122 million to accelerate the decarbonisation of the ferry fleet. So it actually accounts for 21% of Auckland's emissions from public transport. So you don't really generally think of ferries as polluters, but in fact, they are fairly hefty polluters when you look at it by proportion. So we're going to go and fix that one up. $228 million for walking and cycling, $13.3 million for urban nahere, so to produce canopy cover for trees across Auckland, where there's currently areas, for example, Mahere o Tāhuhu or Taraka Petoitoi, very low tree canopy cover. And that has a public health risk as well as a climate risk. So obviously I could talk about this all day, but yeah, there's plenty of cool stuff in here. And it's pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, so this is the Mayor's second attempt at getting councillor support for a climate targeted rate. In your opinion, what makes this plan more of a better plan than the last one?
Yeah, I think that I've always been a huge fan of using targeted rates for this kind of scenario, because legally you are ring-fencing a fund that you have to spend on what you say you're going to spend it on. So actually we can provide some real reassurance to Aucklanders that we go out there and say, look, we want to spend this money on climate action, and we have to do that. We can't use it for anything else at all. And it's also kind of a referendum for the Auckland residents and the Auckland community to say, look, do we want to be serious and really get stuck in on this climate action stuff? And that's actually going to cost us to do that. We go think about that. And so it's a way that we can all sort of debate and we can all feedback around one specific kind of issue and proposal, and it's really helpful for Aucklanders to really understand that. So I think from a targeted rates are really good in terms of accountability, and so I really support that for this kind of thing.
And the pandemic and inflation and higher interest rates have been putting significant pressure on people's finances. How is this being considered when implementing this climate action targeted rate plan?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say kind of a couple of things about that. So firstly, in terms of COVID-19, this is a massive disaster, obviously, that's befelling our community and has been for, you know, nearly 2 years now. But this isn't actually the biggest disaster we're going to face in our lifetime, I'm sure of that. Climate action is already being demanded in terms of things like flooding and storms that we've seen, coastal erosion, you name it, poor air quality, you know, the list goes on. And so this is a disaster as well. And when we have a disaster, we need to meet that head on and actually do something about it. And so that's kind of what we're proposing to do. In terms of the finances, we understand that people are really stretched and doing it tough. Council's the same. We lose public funds when we lock down. People aren't using our halls and our buses, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're doing it tough just as much as ratepayers are as well. It's a really tough time for all of us. And so we need to be really prudent with any rates rise that we consider. We need to make sure that we're not putting an undue burden on residents that are doing it tough. And so that's why we're trying to make as many savings as we can so that we have value for money for people's rates.
And you mentioned improving access to bus systems. Are there any other projects that are being prioritised with this funding that people in Auckland could get excited about?
Yeah, in terms of bus services, I'll point out new bus services that are lifted out in the Manukau area, Manurewa, Papakura, Maungaki, Ketamaki, Waitakere, so Albert Eden, Rodney, Albany, Orake, Franklin. Those are kind of the main areas. And so that's most of Auckland. So that's very cool. But we're talking about an additional 18K of safe cycleways, 35K of more walking connectivity. So it's not just a bus situation, but also things like food gardens and reforesting areas, talking 15,000 native mature trees to help the most heat vulnerability and lowest canopy cover areas. So it's kind of a greening of our city as well as making it easier to get around. So I quite like that there are clear benefits that we can point to on the street, because some of what council does, you don't necessarily see it in your life right on the street on a day-to-day level. This is the kind of thing you will see immediate improvements for most of the city.
And many of our listeners, like myself, will be students. Is there anything in this plan in particular that students could benefit from?
Yeah, so we found that, just to go back to public transport, students really benefit hugely from that kind of situation. Plenty of students out there either can't drive or don't want to drive, don't want to own a car, and that's absolutely fine. We need to be building cities around for them and help people get to uni but also get to their sort of part-time jobs and et cetera, et cetera. So I think that public transport itself will be a huge benefit for students, but also we're talking about things like lower fares for community services card holders. That's being worked through in the previous budget and working through with the government now. So I'm waiting on kind of more clarity on the timeframes on that. But yeah, for low-income people, we're working on those kind of situations, yeah.
Right, yeah, because there has been a bit of discourse about free bus fares for students and community card holders. So this could be something that those people could look forward to.
As
you were mentioning before, public facilities not being open, but today we've just entered the red setting in Tamaki Makaurau. So could you speak a little bit about how the Auckland Council are operating their facilities under the COVID-19 protection framework?
Yeah, absolutely. Today's the day, which is pretty exciting for a lot of people. So all of our staff services and facilities, they will require the use of vaccine passes as reopening today. And we're saying, look, until at least the 17th of January, that we're sort of relying and reviewing the public health advice that comes to us and kind of the framework changes that come to us. So, you know, it's not quite clear how long that will go for, but we're saying, look, it's constantly being reviewed. It is a controversial issue. There have been plenty of things to say about it. I've been getting plenty of emails. But at the end of the day, we do need to make sure people's health and safety is coming first. You know, I'm a father to young kids. I need to feel safe when I go to a library or a public swimming pool. And so, you know, I think a lot of people like me feel that way as well. And I support the use of our vaccine passes. And that's kind of how they're operating at the moment. So they're required for everyone aged over 12 years. And there are exemptions. There's for sort of smaller places like batches and lodges and venues for hire. Where people are hiring these things, where everyone kind of knows each other in the room and it's not staffed and it's not treated in a public way. You can't just kind of wander on in, right? Those things are not yet part of the vaccine certificates regime. But yeah, basically anything that you think of at the council facility that you use as a member of the public, you'll need
to... Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.